best-selling author Susan Strait says, "I teach all day, so I write at night after my daughters are finally in bed. Don't say it's a matter of structure. It's a matter of getting up at 6. No, it's a matter of working whenever you can. I worked on my novel the other day in the van. It was a long red light. Parked cars work for me. I write around everything else in my life." Close quote. If you're committed to writing a book, you'll take the time. When something is really important, you find a way to do it, don't you? Let me tell you about that story that you may have heard, a well-known story about Socrates, when the young man came to him and said, "Socrates, I want to know what you know. I want your wisdom and your knowledge." And Socrates said, "Very well, come with me." And he took that young man down to a nearby pond, and he put his head under the water for a long time. And when he pulled it out, of course, the young man was just spitting and gasping for breath. And he said, "Socrates, why did you do that?" And Socrates asked him this question, "Young man, when your head was under the water, what did you want most in all the world?" "I wanted air," said the young man. "Air is what I wanted most." Socrates then told him this lesson. When you want wisdom and knowledge as badly as you wanted air, you'll find a way to get it. And I'd like to submit, my friends, that you'll find the time, you'll make the way, you'll somehow figure out how to write a book if it's really important to you. And I hope it is. I highly recommend it. Writing, as you know, isn't like a job that you report to at 8 o'clock and leave at 5 and forget about it till the next day. You'll find your writer's mind rarely, if ever, turns off. You may even find yourself wanting to stop in the middle of doing something to write about what you're doing. Whether you're in the middle of a family dinner or a party, you just want to write that down because you've learned that sometimes the best thoughts leave and don't come back. They're so hard to retrieve when you don't take that very moment and record them. Women are used to switching tasks 1,000 times a day. So for us, we're just natural multitaskers, writing in the midst of an experience or doing something else, just stopping and writing, shouldn't be a stretch and can be a fun, uninhibited way to get words down. Writing in the midst of things, using whatever blips of time you have, helps break down barriers to writing and makes writing a natural part of who you are. By committing the details of your life to paper, creating a written snapshot of the moments of your life, you'll not only experience life in new ways, you'll retain the details and commit them to memory for all time. You may even find yourself in the midst of a story that becomes a book. And be yourself as you write. Don't worry about doing it the wrong way. There's really not a wrong way to do it. There's not a right or a wrong. There's so many different writing techniques and styles. It's easy not to be yourself in writing because in school we learn to write in a style we otherwise never use. Our book reports and essays are usually stiff. They're not written in our voice, and we don't even know what our voice is. But our teachers give us A's for turning out work that's coherent, academic, and formal, so we get used to not sounding like ourselves. We stop seeing things from fresh eyes, with a child's eyes, because we worry we'll sound corny or sentimental or just plain wrong. And since we learn to care too much about what everyone thinks, we stop being original. For some types of writing, it's time to become the child you were, thinking creatively, outside the box, not worrying about the correct way to say it, but rather writing from your heart, sharing your passion, your thoughts, from the deepest recesses of your heart. Others will learn from you, and your words have the power to brighten their spirits and perhaps change their lives. Knowing that that's possible, why wouldn't we step out of our comfort zone and write that book? Yes, I said comfort zone because sometimes our writing exposes us. Barbara DeMarco Barrett teaches creative writing at the University of California, Irvine. She hosts a radio show on writing, and she said, quote, The more difficult your childhood, the more misunderstood you were, the more likely it is that you'll become a writer, an author. Writing is a way of pulling back, of making sense, and surviving. While not all writing is about healing, that's not primarily why creative writers write. Some of it is. Writing is sometimes the only way you can make sense of why your parents argued, or why a certain friend just disappeared from your life, or how you reacted when your husband, or wife, or significant other fell in love with someone online. Fortunately, Barbara continues, we writers have a chance to rewrite life the way we imagine it might have been, or would have liked it to be. When Natalie Goldberg came on my radio show, said Barbara, she said something that continues to resonate for me. Writers live twice. How true. Some of our best writers take their own experiences and transform them into art. Sometimes it's those things you would never in your right mind write about that are actually the things you should write about, says Barbara. They may not seem all that interesting to you because you live through them and you know them all too well. Or you may just feel that they're too personal. Nobody else will ever relate. You may also worry about exposing too much. I had been writing the women's business column for a magazine for 2 months when my mother was hospitalized. It was clear she'd never return home. I could think about nothing else, so writing about my mother was all I could do. Here's the beginning. This is what I wrote. Last week, a Pennsylvania police officer phoned me. He had just returned from my mother's home where he found her lying face down in her front yard. She fell while searching for her dog, who had died 3 weeks previous. The officer said she couldn't get up on her own, and he took her to the hospital where she underwent testing. When the officer and I hung up, my mind raced. This is the call everyone with an aging parent dreads, and it's not one you can prepare for. The worry about my mother's well-being and the guilt over moving to California in 1979 bombarded me. Good Italian daughters always live close to their mothers. Barbara, the writer, continued. She said, I worried that the article would be too personal. I worried that I had exposed too much in that article, made myself look bad, but I received so many emails from readers in response to the column. It taught me that to reach people, you need to dive deep. My friends, have you had an experience that can help others? If you can help others avoid some of your mistakes and heartaches, why wouldn't you want to do that? That's another reason to write a book and to begin right away. And a critically important for the million-dollar woman to write a book is to become an expert on her subject. I'm continually amazed at the doors that open for me because I'm an author. And this will happen for you, too.